Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with singer-songwriter Austin Jenks. The new album, If You Grew Up Like I Did, it is so good. Austin would share stories about making that record and preview his upcoming appearance on the Grand Ole Opry.
Was a big production, and that is the voice of Austin Jenks on Coffee, Country, and Cody from his album If You Grew Up Like I Did on 650 AM WSM, worldwide WSMonline.com, and our app download, and you're watching on Heartland Television from border to border, coast to coast, and you don't have to worry about which camera, Austin. They're all over the room. They'll find you, man.
Just don't look into any of them.
Yeah. And when somebody tells you that, what's the first thing you want to do? Kind of cheat to the camera over there. Boy, that is, who's your producer? That is a big
It's a guy in town named Aaron Esice, and he's done a lot of different stuff. You know, Scotty McCreery, Ryan Hurd, a handful of other things too. And he's a really, really great producer.
In June, you debuted at the Grand Ole Opry. What are your memories of that moment in time as you sit here this morning and getting ready to go back to the Opry and then hop a plane and play all over Europe in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the first time playing the Opry, I've only done it twice. This will be the third time. But it's kind of a blur, you know, and I'm sure everybody says that. But I remember that day my wife was like, are you okay? Because I put on three different outfits and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was just freaking out. It just went real fast, you know, and getting to meet Vince Gill and all this, you know, just the backstage experience and then walking out and seeing that crowd. You know, you can hear a pin drop in there, and that's usually what you want. But in that scenario, it's like, oh man, they're really listening to everything that I do.
So what did you decide to wind up wearing on your debut night?
I think I just went with a pretty straightforward black shirt. I had a button up that had Longhorns like on the sides.
Oh, okay.
Like on shoulder patches almost.
Yeah.
And then a hat similar to this, but I wore it forward.
Show a little respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Austin Jenks, his voice both singing off the new album and his speaking voice you're hearing all over the world on WSM as you listen wherever you are. And you said you'd been to Europe before, but you're going back for an extended run as I looked at your dates, huh?
Yeah, it's 12 shows in 3 weeks or something like that. And I went to London right after we released the album in May and played my first show there and got to do some recording, and that was really cool.
Tell us about that. Off the air, you mentioned it.
Yeah, it was at Abbey Road, you know, which is just like a very, very crazy historical place.
Did some recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do, the only cover I did was Wish You Were Here, but it was in the same room that Pink Floyd recorded it in, you know, so that was really cool to do. And then, you know, we're going back for 3 weeks and playing like 4 shows in Germany, London, Manchester, Amsterdam, Glasgow.
Hey, this is what I love. It's London, Glasgow, Lutterworth, Manchester, Berlin, Munich, Hamburg, Cologne, then Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and then Louisville, Texas.
Yeah, man.
Now that is a reality check.
It's going to be a long flight.
Yeah. We're not in Europe anymore. All right. Thank you, Dorothy. Austin Jenks on 650 AM WSM. Pick up your guitar.
And all right.
Play what's on your heart in there this morning, if you would.
Good. So this song became the title track on the record, and the song's called Fat Kid, but the album's called If You Grew Up Like I Did. You'll see why. Was a Tuesday night, spaghetti dinners. Mama said grace.
What a gift. Austin Jenks, thank you for doing that this morning. Whoa, that's good therapy on a Friday morning, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. And Laurie McKenna sings with you on the single version of that off the record.
Yep, that's wow. Great.
Your voices blend so well together.
Too. Thank you very
much. How did you cross paths with Laurie?
So my roommate at the time was, you know, friends yeah. and has been friends, and so it was kind of his idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, very, very good idea. Yeah, so the first time I actually met her is when we went in to record the song.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And Fat Kid has the line that titled the album as well, If You Grew Up Like I Did. Fat Kid is the song you just heard, 650 AM WSM, Austin Jenks on his way to the Opry playing Coffee Country and Cody this morning, and we are so excited he's here. We'll take you on a trip down Main Street of Duval, Washington, population 8,000, give or take, when we come back. American Knights in its third incarnation on 650 AM WSM. Austin Jenks is our special guest. If You Grew Up Like I Did is the album because Lee Bryce had it, but Morgan Wallen, I remember Morgan doing it, and you said there's a great backstory to that.
Yeah, Morgan cut it first, and I remember, you know, they got done, it came out, everybody was stoked, and, you know, about 13 months later, Lee Bryce recorded it, and then, you know, 6 months after that, Morgan Wallen was opening for Lee Bryce, and Lee heard Morgan do it, and all of a sudden everybody got a phone call. The publishing company was like, you didn't tell us that's Morgan recorded this, you know, and somebody quickly reminded him that we did tell him, he just forgot. And so it all worked out just fine, but you know, probably somewhere along the way, ACMs at a casino somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Well, you got two cuts for the price of one, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
But that slide guitar on your version, of course, the line is you know, muscle shows, muscle cars. Yeah. When did that come to you? I mean, did that just,
man,
or did you have to work? Were there other writings of that till you got that line?
No, that was you know, I know you've heard this story before, but that was one of those like 45 minute songs, man. Like, I came in that day, and me and my buddy Mike Walker and Jeff Middleton, we probably, you know, just, we'd been out late the night before and kind of just like, oh, what about American Nights? And we just rolled with everything each one of us said, we just agreed to, and it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do that. And then the song was done. So, I mean, it was, I don't know. And I think in any other situation, you say muscle shows, muscle cars. You're like, well, we can't say muscle twice in a row. But we just didn't care that day.
What was the line in Fat Kid where you said a nowhere town in a what world? What was that line?
In an anywhere world.
Yeah. That's yeah. Just brilliant. Austin Jenks is here on 650 AM WSM on the 15th of June. He played the Grand Ole Opry for the first time, and you can go to the web, and if you want to see it, just type in Opry debut Austin Jenks, and it just pops up everywhere.
12-minute drive that felt like 2 hours, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was, man. Yeah, I lived just right down the road, and I was just sitting there like, and then when we got here, you know, they put that sign out that says, Austin Jenks Opry debut. He makes you feel like a king. Mm-hmm. And as I was pulling into the parking spot, I hit it. And I was just like, oh no, I hit it.
I've driven into the Grand Ole Opry House, ladies and gentlemen, on my Opry debut night. Duval, Washington, King County, Washington, between Monroe and Carnation, if you're looking for it on a map. Population, most recent census, 8,061. So when did you leave Duval, Washington?
I left in 2006. That's the year I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was probably about 5,000. And I definitely was part of the crew that moved in that made it bigger. When I moved there in middle school, you know, my mom got a new job and we moved there into like a little development. And I remember going to middle school and all the dudes that were like, you know, real hardcore, like, they'd been there for a while. Their families had been there for generations. I got a lot of flack for that. And so I'll never forget feeling like I was the one that, like, ruined the small town, you know. But overall, over time, what ended up happening was it kind of changed my perspective, you know. And I came from another small town that was just not as small, a little bit bigger. But, you know, played football, started playing music, played a lot at, you know, school functions and then after, you know, parties and stuff, after football games, and kind of where I learned how to do this, you know, and sit around the campfire and play. So
what was your take us back to when we first saw you as a nation on NBC's The Voice, which was how many seasons ago did you tell me off the air?
It's season 5 and I think they're probably on 15 almost now or more.
Yeah.
So
how did you went from Washington to The Voice, or where were you when you
I went to Bellingham, Washington, which is 20 minutes south of the Canadian border, and went to school there for 4 years and got a degree in communications, actually. And then I ended up moving to Nashville right after that, 2011. Okay. And then it was in 2013 that I was on The Voice. So before The Voice, I was working here in town driving forklift and got on the show. You know, we were in LA for about 9 months and doing the whole thing. You're sequestered in a hotel and trying to figure out what to do with your life. They take away your cell phone and your laptop and turn the phone off in your room for at least a week or two. And it's kind of like summer camp.
Were you married then?
No, but my wife and I were dating then.
How difficult was that?
Honestly, it wasn't hard. She got to come out for maybe a month total, and that was a week at a time, different periods of time. But we've known each other since we were in high school, and so it was just a really exciting time. You know, we would talk all the time, texting and calling, and I think for her, she was just excited for me, you know.
Well, from Team Blake to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, where he's a member.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And you're back this weekend. Austin Jenks in studio on Coffee Country and Cody.
I tried her patience and I pressed my luck. She hugged my neck, busted my butt to settle me down. If you'd been around, maybe I wouldn't have grown up so fast. Wrecked my first car or ever smoked.
Austin Jenks live all over the world on WSM radio and online and watching border to border, coast to coast on Heartland Television this morning. How old were you when your father took his life?
I was 16. And right now it feels like I was a little bit older thinking about that. But I was 16 and my parents had split up when I was 13 and you know, my dad was an overhead crane operator for Boeing for a long time, and he had quit to start pursuing music. So he bought an airport shuttle van and started driving up and down the West Coast. And I think he burned through his 401k pretty quick. You know, had a couple motorcycles and a boat. And, after a little while there, I think, you know, he got diagnosed, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but, you know, depression and bipolar. And so for me at that time, obviously, it was very unexpected. But being in Duval and having that community really, I look back on it and I feel very blessed and very fortunate to have had that community and my family and friends around me, because, you know, like my senior year, I got to be the homecoming king and I was captain of the football team and I was playing music. And, you know, so in a lot of ways, I've just had a lot of love and support. And I think at that time, it's no mistake, you know, that it was there.
And now you're a dad.
Yeah.
How has that changed your approach to things?
Man, we're potty training right now. It is tough.
I have a granddaughter that's going through that, so I can relate.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things, like, you got to just take it slow. And this morning, my wife actually flew back to Seattle, and she had to be at the airport at 6 o'clock, so we left the house at 5:45. And, you know, it's just hilarious. I mean, she wakes up so happy, you know, the minute she opens her eyes, she's just smiling and excited. And, you know, I've been on the road a lot this summer, got back on Sunday, and this week's just been really, really awesome to be back hanging out with her. And,
how old, Austin?
She's
old?
3.
Oh, so my best piece of advice, and you may already be doing this, but
no, I need all the help I can get.
Everything that comes from the car seat, all the crazy non sequiturs,
yeah,
remember them, because they're priceless. I do a little Twitter thing with my little guy. I've got a 6-year-old, hard to believe with this face, but it's gold that comes from the back. Like, out of the blue one day, Daddy, God forgive John Wilkes Booth. Like, we're like talking about breakfast, and he comes up with that.
No. So what about Ringo and the Beatles?
Oh, you know, Ringo, he knew that Ringo sings Yellow Submarine. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Now, my favorite of all time is that he was taking swimming lessons, and I met them for lunch afterwards, and we're driving back, and I go, Bud, did you take a shower at the gym? And he goes, no, Mommy said I can just take a bath at home. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. He goes, why, Daddy? I said, because of the chlorine. I go, well, what's chlorine do, Daddy? I said, well, it keeps the water clean. Yeah. And he pauses. From boogers and penises? And I'm like, well, yes, actually, exactly from that. Jackson, that's exactly what it is.
And one more, the Elvis movies.
Oh, seriously, just totally out of the blue. Daddy, Elvis movies are so great. And I'm like, my work here is done. I really have nothing else I can teach you. I've taught you. So, but seriously, everything that comes from the car seat, remember, yeah, it's gold. So, yeah.
That is really, really awesome, man.
Well, Austin is headed to the Opry. He'll be there tomorrow night and playing from the new album, If You Grew Up Like I Did. Fat kid, you're going to do that. Hey, when you made your debut, if I remember, when you debuted at the Opry a couple of months ago, in the middle of June, didn't Vince Gill ask you to do an extra song that weren't expecting? Thing you would be doing?
Yeah, it was insane. We had spent a month trying to figure out what songs we were going to do. And so we did the two songs that we'd planned, and then he said, I think they'd like to hear you play another one. And I said, what other one? into the microphone. And he said, the Fat Kid song. And I was like, yes, sir. And I just started playing. That was all that happened.
Oh, I can see why he would love you so much.
Well, and I'm sure you have found, as more people hear this new record, that it's just so relatable. Like, everybody's got a version or something very similar in their life to what you're sharing.
Thank you, man.
But you said that's what you want to do with your songs and your music. You want to be a storyteller.
It's very important to me. I think music is supposed to be healing, you know, and I think that it's obviously, you know, people say universal language, but, you know, there's just something about storytelling that that's the kind of music I listen to, you know, and that's what I want to do. So,
well, you've touched us where we live this morning. Thank you, Austin James.
Thank you guys so much for having
me. Please come back.
Bill Cody.
You are as funny as Wacky and Steve, or even that morning dog pound.
It's Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.